This is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday edition of the show. We kick off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. It's all for free. On the way tonight, you, of course, can take control of the airwaves. The numbers, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And you also, on the way, Patriot Act board game. Someone has created it. It's quite brilliant. We'll tell you about it. Also coming up, the space race is heating up. This time it's not between the United States and Russia, but in between private companies. So things are actually happening, and it's getting pretty interesting. Also, immigration, the TSA, out of control, of course, and a woman who remembers almost everything. Also, Torgo, you've got in your little packet of stuff tonight, you've got something about global warming, wrestling for Jesus, and Congress not working too hard, I suppose.
Right.
So we'll get to all that and more. Well, maybe not all that, but a fraction of that, depending on how many of you call in and take control of the airwaves. This is, of course, your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Actually, we're going to go to a guy who's been hanging on very patiently. It's Eric Krenz. And, Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Now, Eric, you're actually somebody who is a Liberty Dollar associate. You're someone who is a fan of the American Liberty Dollar, which, as listeners to Free Talk Live are probably aware, is an alternative currency. It's a private currency. Is that right, Eric?
Correct.
Now, the Liberty Dollar is a silver-backed currency, which means that it actually has some sort of product of value behind it, as compared to the Federal Reserve notes, which we all tend to carry around in our wallets, the greenbacks, which have absolutely nothing behind it. So we're big fans of the Liberty Dollar here on this show, which is why I was pretty shocked to see the news report on what happened to you. I believe you were in court for it last week. When did you actually get, was it arrested for theft for using the Liberty Dollar?
No, they put it in municipal court, so it's really just a misdemeanor of theft.
Actually, how did this all happen?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I went into a Holiday gas station and paid $20 of gas and gave the cashier $20 silver Liberty, and she took it, but she must have been suspect of it or something, because I guess when I was driving off, she got my license plate number and then called the cops, and then the cops got a hold of me and said they're willing to pursue me with theft charge because I intentionally deceived the clerk with false representation.
What were you? Were you trying to pass the Liberty Dollar off as actual U.S. currency?
No, I never do that. I was just using it and I gave it to her, and she asked, what's this? I go, it's the $20 silver Liberty Dollar. And she's like, she pretty much said, okay, cool, and put it in her register, and I thought everything was good. So I walked out, and
I'm curious. When I go around, I did this over the weekend. I actually went to the county fair here in Sarasota where we do the show from. And I used a $10 piece to buy some food with, and I always make a point of telling them, look, you know, that's real silver. You can't put that in your bank. I like to let them know that sort of thing in advance. That way they don't, after the fact, decide that, oh, wait a minute, I can't put this in my bank. I've made a big mistake here. So I want to let them know that up front. Did you alert her to anything like that, or did you just sort of give it to her and leave?
I gave it to her and then just kind of gave her a vague description of what it was.
I see.
And she said, okay, cool, put it in the register.
So. Right. So you didn't tell her that she couldn't put it in her bank. You also didn't give her any contact information to where she could get back in touch with you in the future?
No.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to continue dealing with the Liberty Dollar after an experience like this, but if you do, I might suggest that you do those two things. That way, instead of calling the cops, she could just simply call you back and say, you know what, I've changed my mind. I don't want this anymore. Can you come buy it back for me? That sort of thing. Now, you were actually scheduled to appear in court last week over this theft charge. And what actually occurred in court? What happened?
It was just a plea hearing, so my lawyer just sent in a plea of not guilty.
Wow! So you're actually going to fight this charge then?
Yeah.
So do you have actually a court date set for the trial?
The lawyer's meeting with the district attorney on April 19th for a pretrial.
What happens, and, now, what happens at a pretrial, though? What goes on there? Is that where the people present evidence and the trial doesn't actually happen?
Yeah, and then maybe they'll come to some kind of agreement, some kind of plea bargaining agreement. My lawyer said he was hoping to turn it into a lesser charge, maybe.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not a judicial expert here, but wouldn't it seem that your plea bargain process would have come before you actually made the plea? Because you plead not guilty at this point. Isn't that your last chance to do a plea bargain, or do they constantly give you opportunities at that?
I think they're going to give me opportunity, or the lawyer is, and then they're going to put it into another court.
What would you accept as a plea bargain here? I mean, I mean, you didn't steal anything from anyone. You traded something of value for something else of value. I mean, that was a simple trade. So I'm not quite sure. I mean, are you going to accept a plea bargain, or are you planning on fighting it all the way?
Just depends, really. Lawyers hasn't really gotten back to me yet. Since we just put it in the not guilty plea last week.
What's the worst? You said it was a misdemeanor, so what's the worst that you could possibly get? I mean, if you had said, if you had admitted that you were guilty, what would they have slapped you with?
They would have slapped me with a $160 theft citation.
I see. So no community service time, no probation,
no,
or anything like that?
No, it doesn't even go on my record. It just stays in the city of River Falls.
So if the most that you could possibly be spending on this is $160, how much have you spent on the lawyer so far?
$400 was the rate.
Wow. So at this point, you've actually spent more than the possible fine. And, of course, if you continue on with the lawyer, he's going to cost you more, I suppose, yes?
Right. I was just worried. I didn't want any kind of theft thing on any kind of my record or in the city or through the
makes
fault,
sense. That makes
I'm
sense.
I'm planning on going into accounting, so, you know.
Right, you're actually in a university studying accounting right now. I believe you're a kind of a college-age student, and you certainly weren't expecting to get charged with theft using private currency. I think it's pretty outrageous what's happened to you, and I hope that you go all the way with this and you say not guilty, and hopefully you'll come out not guilty and take this to a jury trial. But I don't know, do you really feel like you need the lawyer at this point? I mean, do you think you're going to have him all the way through this?
I don't really think so, but I'm just going to see what he's got up his sleeve, and then if not, I guess I could go to court, and even if I am found guilty, which I don't think I am, but, you know, it's not the end of the world, it's not like jail time or anything.
That's true. So, yeah, we certainly don't want the theft charge. Well, Eric, we certainly appreciate you joining us here on Free Talk Live and keeping us... Do me a favor and shoot me an email, because the only reason I found out about you was because I happened to see a link somewhere, and I saw a news report, so I don't think the news is probably going to be doing a follow-up on your case. So shoot me an email if you get a chance at freetalklive.com, and let me know what happens, because we're curious about that. Thanks for your time tonight, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Just kind of, as somebody who is a Liberty Dollar fan, it's disturbing to me that someone could get charged with theft for going to a business, handing over silver in return for... It's a voluntary transaction. He didn't walk in. He didn't walk up, take the gasoline, and drive away.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I don't think that theft occurred. He exchanged something of value for something of value.
Right. And it was agreed upon.
One might say that the person was misled, but I don't think that... But at that point, that's when you would have to go through the specifics of the case. I mean,
right.
What did he do to mislead her? He said it was a silver $20 piece. Liberty silver $20, whatever it was.
Right, he said it was a $20 silver Liberty dollar coin.
Right.
And that's what it is, and she took it. It's not like he reached in a register and stole money out of it or anything like that.
But he didn't make the distinction to her that it wasn't valid U.S. currency.
I think, that's not required necessarily. And she didn't ask if it wasn't. He said yes, so he didn't lie about it necessarily.
No, not at all.
He could have done it better. He could have been smoother with it, but... Nonetheless, we'll keep you up to date. 800-259-9231. Alexander wants to talk about Spanish labeling. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives there on the site. And they're totally free. Right there on the front page. All those other talk shows, they want you to buy a membership so you can get their archives. We give them away.
Those other talk shows are losers.
They are. In fact, we give you 11 months worth of archives for free. Right there, freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, go ahead and give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. It's Alexander in Florida. Alexander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Alexander. Hello. What's up?
Yeah, well, I heard you guys the other day talking about the ridiculousness of French labor laws.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I wanted to add, like, a family experience of mine, but in Spain. my brother grew up here in the United States, and it was always a dream of him to go, a dream of his to go to Spain and live there. So he went to Spain, he lived there, and he decided to do another dream of his, was to set up a bar.
In Spain?
Right. In Spain. So he set up a bar in Spain, and he hired a few workers, right?
Sure.
So one day, after about a month, one of the employees, I think it was a female, didn't come from work. I didn't come for the house. And he called up, and then I think it was her husband that answered the phone. And the husband said, well, she's kind of depressed. And I was like, that's strange. So he decided to call back again, and she was called back again the next day, and she was still depressed. And apparently, in Spanish law, you have to compensate the worker for every hour missed if they have a psychological problem or psychological troubles, like, for instance, depression. So she basically got some doctor, some quack job doctor in Spain, to sign off on the fact that she's depressed, and she would continue to get wages for no reason. And my brother obviously knew that she wasn't depressed, and it was a ridiculous law at that. So, and the bureaucracy for firing an employee in Spain is horrible.
Just like in France, where you hire somebody on, apparently, and you just can't get rid of them.
Right. So it's a good thing
that all the employees in Spain aren't depressed. Otherwise, the economy would just come to a halt.
Well, I know, it's ridiculous. And she wasn't depressed. She was just trying to get, free
money.
She was
a scammer, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, I you could say she's depressed. You could say she's a scammer. I don't know, as an employer, whether I should be obligated to pay for somebody's depression for an unknown period of time. It doesn't seem like a good way to get business done.
What ended up happening?
Well, I don't get why she had to get depressed a month later after getting hired. Why didn't she get depressed beforehand? But whatever.
Right.
Like, basically, it came around to where my brother had to pay her for a total of 1 year in salary.
Jeez.
He had to close down the bar and make a settlement with the woman. And this is after 1 year of getting through all the bureaucratic, red tape in order to fire her. And he had to pay a settlement to her in I don't know how many thousands of euros. And
oh my gosh.
For her to get fired. And, shortly after, he compensated her for an entire year plus a settlement. Basically, a month later after that, he had to close down the bar because he basically had no more money to support the bar.
Oh my gosh, she totally destroyed his business.
I wonder if she got undepressed shortly after the settlement and went to work for somebody else and then got depressed again.
I wonder if she got punched in the eye, because she should have.
That's horrible. What a terrible story, Alexander. Is he still over there?
What happened?
Is he still there in Spain, or did he come back to the United States?
Oh, he's still there, but he's dreading every moment. I think he's probably coming back pretty soon.
Yeah, how recent did all this happen? How recent did the business crumble and that settlement happen?
I think it was about a year ago.
Wow. I would have hightailed it out of there at that point. I'd have had about a night.
I'd have hightailed it before I made the settlement.
Yeah, right? Good point.
Yeah. All of Europe is like, as far as I know, all of Europe is like that. It's becoming more and more socialist, and it's
disgusting.
Really disgusting.
Those of you out there listening in Europe and those other countries, you should really consider the Free State Project, because, I mean, you should be free to set up your own business and take it apart and dismantle it and fire and hire whoever you want to. And, gosh, I'm so glad we still have some of those freedoms here in the United States. It's shocking when I hear these other stories. Alexander, great call. Thank you for it. 1-800-259-9231. Torgo, you worked in a bar for a time. I mean, do you have any comments, from having experience in this business?
Well, I didn't work there very long. I kind of got a little down.
You got depressed.
Yeah. Stayed home, slept a lot, just went to pick up my paycheck.
Yeah, but thank goodness here in America you can actually can people. I mean, it's shocking when I hear things like this, that this actually goes on.
Well, it's not the easiest thing to can people. It's not. If they claim sexual harassment, boy, then you're in big trouble.
I see.
Like, I'm going to claim on you.
But you're not an employee.
Well, you don't have your shirt on. It's bothering me.
My whole issue with this is I didn't think anybody in Spain had a job. I just thought they spent all of their time being sexy.
Oh, I see. Is that what it was paying them for?
I thought that was their main export from Spain, was just sexy.
They have plenty of time to practice.
Do they?
Because they're, depressed.
If I were in a country full of sexy like that, I wouldn't be depressed.
Still to come, we've got the Patriot Act board game we'll tell you about, but I'm glad that Jake is on the line in Minnesota. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Torgo, and Manwich, because I was going to get to your email tonight, Jake, but I'd rather have you call in and tell the story. Jake, you're 14 years old, is that correct?
Yep.
All right. And you had a bit of a run-in with the police recently.
Exactly.
Actually, a series of run-ins. Would that be right?
That would be correct.
Why don't you give us the story and start from the beginning? What happened, Jay?
So I go to school in afternoons because both my parents work. I have to take public transit home.
Okay.
And so the bus station is maybe half a mile away from my school, so I got to walk along. And along the way, there's this apartment lot. And so maybe about once a week, I'll see this cop sitting, and they're doing the speed trap. And this started maybe a couple months ago, and it was really getting to bug me. One day I see him sitting there, and I rip a page out of my textbook, and I write cop on it. I start showing it to people driving down the road, and, you know, they couldn't read it very well, but they were still slowing down a little bit, just trying to read what my sign says. And so, it made me feel good because I was, ruining this cop's day. I mean, he was not doing something that I approved of, and so...
Sure, you might have been saving those drivers hundreds of dollars, too.
That's exactly what I used in my defense, and so... That night I went home and I made a nicer sign that said cop in big bold letters and then another one that said speed trap. And so I laminate them and they're all real nice. And so I bring them out. The next time I see them, I hold them up and there's two cops sitting there in the lot. So they sort of look at each other and try and figure out what they can ticket me for or get me in trouble for. And one yells out over the megaphone, "Hey, kid, must you have a sign permit? You better put that down."
Sign permit.
I know. What a load. But, you know, I just had to deal with it because if it was actually in the city ordinances, I would have to go to the city council or something to get that repealed or something like that. So was it
in the city ordinances?
Who knows?
That's exactly what I did. Is on the way home, I had an idea. So I navigated through 411, the city bureaucracy, and I eventually got to someone in their planning department. And I described, I had a piece of paper. And I was showing it to people as I was walking along the sidewalk, and they said, "That's completely legal. I didn't need a sign permit at all for that."
So the cops were just BSing you to put this, so they could get you to put the sign down.
Exactly.
Now, there's more to your story. This is just it's the tip of the iceberg. Things get kind of intense with the police here, and you're going to share the rest of it with us. Hang on, Jake. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. Then he's going to have a question. This is all what he told me in his email. He's going to have a question for us as to how he has to deal with the cops, and you'll find out what that's all about coming up. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
You get to take control of the airwaves if you make the call, 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and visit the wiki. It is totally listener-created, listener-editable, and 100% listener-created, as a matter of fact. WIKI.freetalklive.com is where it's at. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit it, you can add to it, you can change it, and it's free, of course. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, 14-year-old Jake, listening to Free. You're on Free Talk Live again with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Now, just to recap your story, Jake, you walk home from, or you walk to the bus stop to take public transit home from school every day, and on your trip to the bus stop, you pass by a parking lot, an apartment parking lot, where there's usually a cop conducting some sort of a speed trap. And you decided that you were going to do the community a service, a real community service, by making a sign that says cop or speed trap. I think you had both signs at one point. And you started showing the sign to the passing cars. People were slowing down, and of course it irritated the cops. So they ordered you to stop. They said, you need to get a sign permit for that. And so you checked it out, checked it with the city, and sure enough, no, you don't need to get a sign permit. And so that's where you left off on your story. What's next?
Well, anyway, this had been going on maybe once a week for probably 2 months, and one day I'm walking down there with there's no cop in sight, and it's going to be an uneventful day, whatever, and I'm walking along, and all of a sudden from behind me on the opposite side of the road, I hear this engine, so I turn around, and there comes a cop, and so, you know, the road's empty, so he reaches around, like, reaching his tires, making a big show of everything, and stops right by where I am, and he jumps out of his car and says, hey, kid, and, like, I'm going to run away, you know, and I'm not going to run away. I was pretending like nothing happened, you know, because I hadn't done anything illegal. I checked it out with their,
Were you even holding a sign on that day? Because you didn't see the cop, right?
No, I wasn't even holding it yet, because he was...
He wasn't where he normally was. Are you still there, Jake?
Yeah, I'm still.
Okay. So, then what? He got out of his car, and then what?
And so he asked me if I got my sign today, and, you know, I tell him, well, yeah, I do, and he tells me to give it to him.
What?
And so I ask him, well, do I have to give it to you? And he says, well, you know, I guess not. You don't have to. And so I tell him I'm going to keep it. And he asked me what my name is, and you know, I asked him if I had to tell Matt, and he says, you know, no, but I wish you would.
I'd like to pause your story.
I wish you would.
Yeah, I'd like to pause your story right here, because I think it's amazing what you're doing. You're only 14 years old, but yet you have the presence of mind and the courage to actually ask the cop to clarify. When a cop tells you something, you're welcome to ask them questions to clarify what it is that they want from you. In this case, he wanted your sign. Well, do I have to give it to you? Well, no, I'd really like it if you did. Well, I want to know what your name is. Well, do I have to tell you? Well, no. No, you don't. So I think it's interesting that somebody of your age has, you know, the courage to stand up to the cops like this. And I think it's awesome. All right, continue.
So, you know, he asked me my name, and he takes out a notepad at this time. And, you know, I'm not going to give anything to him. And so tells me my sign is illegal. And I told him how I called this planning department. And, you know, they said it was all okay and stuff. And so he threatens, you know, I'll look into that. And, you know, I was going to let him do that. So he told me how my sign is supposedly causing a distraction, and last time I had out someone blew right past the school bus. And the thing is, I mean, the apartment lot he sits in, there's a school bus that comes by around the same time it drops the kid off, and he's probably my age, you know, looks to be a pretty strong kid, you know, and he doesn't even have to cross the street, so I think the stop arm is sort of ridiculous. But he tells me, you know, he's not doing a laser trap in here or anything. He's sitting there to protect the multiple small children. you know, which there is none of. It was a totally lame excuse for being there.
Okay. And the cops are always full of lame excuses.
Exactly. I didn't expect anything more, but, you know, so he tells me, you know, it's causing a distraction. People are speeding right past it. You know, I don't know if they do, but even if someone did speed right past it, then, you know, isn't that his job to go and give the guy a ticket for speeding?
Yeah, it would be. Bus? I've seen the cops pull people over for passing a stopped school bus before.
Yeah, seriously. So I tell him, you know, I don't think it's causing a distraction that, you know, if that's what his job is supposed to be doing, I don't think he's doing it very well. But
right.
Anyway, so he tells me, you know, he's protecting the small children, not doing a laser trap, and so he asked me what my parents' names are, and you know, and now he's just getting intimidating, asking me all these questions and stuff, and yeah, I tell my dad's first name, you know, just to give him something. He's like, and, you know, trying to get his last name out of me, and I tell my mom's name, and so now he's just getting sort of mad at me, because I'm not going to give him any real information.
So all you did was give him your parents' first names?
Yeah, that was all I gave him. I mean, I think that's
Al
the,
and Linda. Yeah. Have fun.
I think that's the only real information I gave him this whole time. But so he tells me, you know, I have to have my parents call him. And so I say, what then? He's like, I'm going to tell him about what you're doing out here. And so I'm wondering if I'm doing anything wrong out here. But anyway, he takes out his wallet and he's searching through all his cards, and to show off, you know, he has probably 10 different cards in there, and he's searching through them all, and he pulls out his, you know, his D.A.R.E. card, and then his Alcoholics Anonymous leader card, and all these.
Why is he at the Alcoholics Anonymous? I mean, maybe he's an alcoholic.
Card, I don't know. He's pulling out all these different cards to show me what an important person he is, and,
right.
You know, I don't care. It, you know, he wears a uniform. It's not that great, you know?
So then what?
So, he gives me his cop card, and he tells me I better have my parents call him, and so he leaves and goes to the apartment lot, and by this time, the bus had already passed. I mean, I can...
You
I
missed
can,
your bus?
No. Yeah, he missed it. No, the school bus had stopped.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you missed your bus.
Yeah, well, I've missed my bus a couple of times based on him, but it's not a huge deal. I can just catch the next one. But,
got it.
You know, so he goes and sits in the lot after the school bus passes by.
Well,
really
now, wait a minute. What's the penalty going to be if you don't tell your parents to call this guy?
Well, this is why I asked him. So I see him sitting there, and I had some time to think of myself, so I walk up to him and say, hey, am I legally obligated to have my parents call you? And he says, well, you better have them call me. And I ask, well, do I have to? Or, you know, is there going to be a punishment if I don't? And he tells me, well, you know, if you don't have me call them, I'm going to come over to your school, and I'm going to find out who you are, and then I'm going to get home that way. And, you know, that made me sort of nervous, because my school's really strict, and, you know, it's pretty conservative, and they probably get out my name pretty readily if he could describe me well enough. So, I mean,
okay.
It was making me sort of nervous, and I felt like it was threatening there, because he's going to, and he said it in a threatening voice. I mean, he meant to intimidate me there. It's unmistakable the whole time. That's what he's trying to do.
That's what they're trained to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, and all he's trying to do is intimidate you. He's not going to come to your school and start asking about you, investigating something that's not a crime.
Unless he's antagonized enough, in which case he might.
Yeah.
Who knows what? I mean, do you live in a big city or kind of like a small town? I mean, if it's
well, it's a big metro area, but I think if he actually did any bit of research for 5 minutes, he'd probably found out that there's only one real school where I could actually be going.
Hmm.
You know, and even then, the receptionist does know me pretty well, and so they'd probably be able to find out where I am after a little while.
So what are you gonna? What are you? I mean, guys, what's the question for us, Jake?
Well, I want to figure out, you know, what I'm supposed to do here, because on one hand, you know, I could tell my parents, and you know, they probably wouldn't get that mad at me, but they'd probably end up taking the sign away and saying I couldn't do this, which I really do enjoy doing.
Sure.
But on the other hand, I was wondering, you know, do you think he'll actually do anything here? Because I talked to some of my friends with anarchist tendencies, and you know, they thought that he probably wouldn't go anywhere. But I'm wondering what you guys think about all this here.
Well, there's not really much of anything that he can do. That's the thing. He might be able to find out who you are by going to your school if for some reason he feels he wants to take the step to cross that line, because at that point he's harassing you. However, the worst that's going to happen is he's going to find out who you are and call your parents.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't get in any legal trouble for anything that you're doing.
Well, he is 14, so that does help the situation out.
Absolutely.
Which may be one reason why the cop hasn't manufactured something to just arrest him for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jake, I think you're probably pretty safe continuing with your sign behavior here, and we'll kind of hash it out a little bit more. But thanks for the call, Jake. We appreciate hearing from you. We'll talk about it in a bit. 800-259-9231. Let's bounce this around, boys, so when we come back. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Still to come, the Patriot Act home version board game. It's pretty amusing. We'll give you the details on that. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We got more on the plate, but of course it is your show, so you can always take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. We just got off the phone with Jake. He's 14 years old, and he's, I gotta say, for a little kid, he's got some courage.
Yes.
To actually stand up to the cops and ask questions. What he did was he created a speed trap sign and was holding it up on the side of the road as he was waiting for his bus, or rather walking to his bus stop, the public bus stop. And the reason why he was doing it was because there's constantly a speed trap on this road that he was walking on. So the cops started to harass him. The cops don't want them, you know, they don't like you messing with their speed traps. In fact, don't they pull you over if you flash your lights nearby a speed trap?
I've never heard of that. I don't know.
I have heard of that.
Flash my lights if there's a speed trap. I want to let people know, but I don't know if it really tells them anything.
I have heard that if you are an adult, you can get in trouble for alerting people to a speed trap. Anyway, he's 14, so obviously there's a limited amount of trouble that he could possibly get in. And one of the things that points out that he can't really get in any trouble is that the cops refuse to really do anything beyond just verbally intimidate and harass him. Mm-hmm. The cop got out of his car and said, you need to give me your sign. So he said, well, do I have to? And the cop said, no. And then he said, well, you need to tell me what your name is. Well, do I have to? No. but I'd really like to know.
I'd really like
What are your parents' names? So he gave him their two first names. He gives the gives Jake his business card and says, well, you need to have your parents call me or else I'm going to go find out who you are at your school. And so Jake's question was, well, should he tell his parents to call the cop? Or should he just see what happens? Should he find out if the cop goes to the school to try to determine his identity, etc.? Now, Manwich, what did you think that Jake should do in this particular case?
I got to say that I'm scared for the kid. I don't want to see him get in any trouble. I don't want him to have lasting effects from, just trying to do people a favor. And I would probably not show the sign again. I wouldn't necessarily have my parents call him, but I would probably just put the sign away.
I think he just needs to bring a gun next time.
I think that's a really bad idea.
Now, Torgo, you think that, what do you think? You think he should continue holding the sign?
Honestly, I think he should ask his parents what they would prefer that he do. He's 14 years old. He's worried about what's going to possibly happen. He doesn't know what would be the best course of action for himself. You know, he was asking us. He's asked some of his friends. And he said the worst that's going to happen if he talks to his parents is they're going to say, yeah, don't do that. Give me your sign. What are you doing?
Right.
And so I think he should take that.
But then all the fun.
I think he should take that risk, I guess you could call it, and talk to his parents and say, hey, what do you think would be the best way to go? And if this guy messes with me and calls you, can I, count on you? Just find out.
I guess it would depend on what his parents are like. I mean, whether or not they would stand behind him for something like this or not. And he didn't really sound too sure of himself anyway. I think that's probably the most sensible thing to do.
And you said the fun would be over, but he would live to fight another day, as it were.
That's true.
I mean, the thing is,
as opposed to getting killed in the streets for holding a sign,
you think that stranger things haven't happened? I mean, the fact is the cop is going to feel his authority threatened. He is in the position that he's in because he likes authority. He likes being the authority. I feel like the situation's only going to escalate. I don't know how. I can't imagine how, but I would hate to see this kid come to any harm based on that.
The only thing, and Jake seems like a nice kid, so I don't like talking about this happening to Jake, but we'll just say random kid holding a speed trap sign. If it got to the point where a cop snapped and killed him for holding his speed trap sign, that cop, during the moment that he shot the kid, would have to be one of the most amazing things to watch, because he would have completely lost his mind, so he'd probably be screaming things like, eat hot justice, or...
well,
which would be amazing.
It would be amazing. I'll give you that. But the thing is these cops face few repercussions because it's their story is the only one that matters.
Right.
Even in the case of a 14-year-old, whatever he says is highly suspect because he's a 14-year-old punk as far
so
as...
So you think that the cop might shoot the kid and plan a Saturday night special on him and claim...
I'm not sure. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
A grenade launcher.
We read stories every week on this show that just prove
corrupt
that,
cops.
Yeah,
sure.
It just proves that not even corrupt cops, just cops that are abusing their authority. I mean, that not necessarily rogue cops that are making money off drug deals as much as just, guys that are, drunk with their own power.
Well, one thing's for sure, if there was something that were to happen, having his parents on his side and having them know in advance, I think would help him out if he were to survive the attack of the police. So I gotta side with Torgo. I think talking to the parents would be the right thing to do. And I agree with you, Manwich, that if the parents come back and say, look, forget about it, Jake, just move on with your life. You'll have another opportunity to mess with the cops when you get to New Hampshire, for instance, if you join in the Free State Project. I think that you're right. I mean, you're playing with fire when you're messing with the police, and if you're by yourself, it's really dangerous. It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're the only person on that road at the time, if it's you and the cop, then I kind of lean towards Manwich at that point, in that anything could happen. The cop could manufacture something. The cop could decide that he had some marijuana on him. I mean, who knows what he would end up doing. But if there was another person there, it'd be a little bit of a different story. And if there was a person there with a video camera, then the story completely changes.
Well, you never know. There could be some graffiti that shows up at the apartment complex. The cop could decide, for whatever reason, that there's this kid that walks up and down the road.
So
I know he's a prime suspect. It can get weird.
So I say talk to your parents. I would say talk to your parents, and if they say yes, get yourself a video camera, and bring that with you for a little bit of extra protection for the next time the cop messes with you. That way you can release the video on the internet and then you get all kinds of attention.
I didn't think you could bring a video camera to school.
If the cop doesn't smash your camera and they don't confiscate it at school. All right, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request. Not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves if you make the call. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get signed up for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones, we go to SSP Rebel in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with
Hello.
Ian, Torgo, and Manwich. Hello.
Hold on, I get this.
Well, are you? Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, what's going on, Ian?
Well, you're on the radio. Talk to us. What's up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the air right now. It's kind of slow coming to after the commercial, but anyways, I got a buddy over here who actually is planning on so-called tariffs for actually, you know, agreeing, you know, with the individual rights situation, you know, against the whole, you know, NSA spying on people and things of that nature, and all the extra Bush presidential powers who eventually, you know, supposedly is going into this country and the nationalism he supports. So, I mean, he's claiming that I'm a so-called terrorist. Well, you know, I'm not really for the Constitution or something.
Well,
wouldn't you say that the terrorists win if they manage to turn this into a police state? I mean, if it's American culture, if it's American culture that they hate so much, that they hate Britney Spears and they hate Coca-Cola and they hate our freedom or whatever it is that they hate, I can't imagine that they really hate anything but us going and messing with Middle Eastern politics. But, you know, some people believe that. If in fact that's what they hate, then they win if they turn this into a police state, because we're not going to have Britney Spears, Coca-Cola, and freedom.
Yeah, he's definitely your Britney Spears 50 Cent type of guy on MTV or whatnot. But, you know, I mean, I've been trying to educate for years, but he's always stuck. You know, I broke away from the Republican Party, served his business, founded a libertarian and anarcho-capitalist, but he's still on that swing thing where he can't make it from GOP to libertarian yet, and you find him all too much supporting, big government policies of the Republicans, and it makes me sick.
It's an interesting point. What would it take to convert somebody like that? I mean, it's one thing to convert them on non-terrorism issues, and that might be possible, but what would it take to convert somebody who is totally indoctrinated into this this need, this desire for the security state?
I think you have to show them over and over again where that's what we've got. The thing is if we're in fact spreading freedom and liberty across the world, then why doesn't Iraq have freedom or liberty?
They would come right back and claim, well, they're better off now than they were before Saddam Hussein.
I'm not sure that they are better off,
but because you're not, just because you're not sure doesn't mean that they aren't sure.
The fact is,
they're sure of it.
Where's the freedom and liberty? Is freedom and liberty really just voting for politicians? Because I think that people confuse freedom and liberty for democracy. And if democracy is just 51% of the people choosing something, two wolves and a sheep voting for what's for dinner,
right,
that means that the two wolves get what they want, but the sheep, they're dead.
Well, what about if you pointed out, for instance, how the Department of Homeland Security can't even secure their computer system? As we talked about last week, they got a failing grade two years in a row on their internet security. What if you point out how the TSA has failed 100% of the time to notice bomb parts being passed through at their security checkpoints? I mean, perhaps if you were to point out how this so-called security state isn't even providing any security, maybe that would be somewhat persuasive to them. What do you think, Rebel?
Well, actually, that's a typical government bureaucracy for you right there. So, I mean, we expect more of that for everything else in life.
If you can get this guy to admit that government's generally bad at doing things and point out how they're bad at providing security, ask him why he thinks that they're going to get better. They've always been terrible. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. It is tough to get those people because they are so entrenched. Hour 2's coming
up.
This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.